last night was the roast of Tom Brady. And, man, I'll tell you, I just ain't going to sit there and watch 3 hours of any Brady-related nonsense of any kind. I'm just not. Because you have Ben Affleck up there and all those Boston movie stars, and you got Gronk and you got Bella. All these guys I friggin' hate. But the clips that have surfaced on the internet, that's enough for me. They're very, very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like Randy Moss said, why didn't we cheat when I was there? Yeah. I want to win a ring. You had Belichick saying to Gronk, hey, I've watched you Fox NFL Sundays. You're going to have to stop doing your job.
Yeah, don't do your job.
Don't do your job. Absolutely crush him. And then there was this beauty right here from Drew Bledsoe.
So, hey, look, buddy, you know, you have more rings than I do. But I've experienced a couple things that you will never experience. You know, the feeling of being the number one overall draft pick in the NFL. And a 28th wedding anniversary. It was yesterday.
Wow.
Kevin Hart, who I think is contractually obligated to do every single roast of any celebrity, said that Giselle was there as Antonio Brown's plus one.
Yeah.
So there were some good moments. Over, under, though, 2.5 think pieces today on toxic masculinity that come out. Like national think pieces.
Way over. Way over.
Do you think that all these Patriots who have... At least it's reported that they haven't exactly seen eye to eye, like Brady and Belichick and Belichick and Kraft. You think they all walk away from this in a better spot than when they walked in?
I think so. I think that was a platform where you can just air whatever you want out and just kind of poke fun at everything. But at the end of the day, I mean, these guys, they made a lot of money. They've won a lot of championships. They're the best of the best in what they do. Like, at the end of the day, what do you really have to be mad about? Like, I think that this could be a point, you're absolutely right, where it's like, oh, okay, like, this is, we could poke fun at each other
now.
Yeah. Bygones be bygones.
Guys being dudes, making fun of each other for 3 hours, I could see them all walking away, going to the back room for a party after this, and just being best friends again.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it works with dudes.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I haven't seen some of my friends in years. I know the next time I see my high school buddies, we're going to pick up right where we left off.
Right.
Like, even if the relationship has gone cold, that's just what happens.